I've still got the greatest enthusiasm and
courage. They do more. God said, I will bless you and bless you and bless you and multiply back to you again. Well, let's read some more.
You take another 100 a month?
Oh, 100
more. Madden Martin.
Well, you never know who's going to be here this evening.
Maria from Whittier.
Yes, well, it's what I know you are, son. I know it's $100 one time. Qualities of the television mission is we just never know who's going to drop by. I mean, it's a lot of folks have been. The band is here. The band is getting set up. The band is ready. The band is ready. And I'm here to tell you that it's time, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to hold down your applause as long as you can, because it's time you heard from Red Greenback and the Blue Boys.
One person not on the phone, but someone else.
The number's on your screen.
God wants you to release that first $10,000. Oh, God wants you to release it. And when you release it,
it was Jesus standing underneath the bridge outside of San Antonio. And that's semi-home.
That you reach out and you get a hold of God's promises. And you hang on to God's promises until God makes something.
Well, I barely saw him coming. In the rain, another hippie.
The more
looking
you
like
it,
he
God,
never
the
did.
God promised to give it to you. Oh, praise the Lord. If God promised, if God promised to every one of you.
And by the time I got my brace on,
obedient. Go to that phone. Go to that phone. Well, I see one more true counselor.
Got a ride with a woman.
Waiting for your phone call. It's not $100. It could be $50 a month.
Saw the taillights of the Cadillac. Picked him up, get smaller. In the rainy dawn outside San Antonio.
Please go, we need to hear from you. But then you need to respond to the number you
Jesus.
Come on,
show yourself.
Quickly. One time, that's Claudia from Phoenix, Arizona. $30 a month. Come on, Phoenix from Chino, $2 a month. 8 years old. That's $25 a month. Tom and Quinn from Los Angeles. Catherine Alhambra, $10. One time, $10 a month. Gloria from Los Angeles.
Mexico just fell away.
Mary, thank God, $10 a month. Lloyd from Phoenix, and $5 a month. Fern from Anaheim, and $100 a month. And from Los Angeles, come on, it's happening. Please go. Please go to the phone. Daddy Gene, can you just sing a song for us? And I want to go back and back, and I'm going to...
Big sky cracked, and it drowned my song. And my rig and I broke down near Santa Fe. I thought I saw him waving as that Cadillac laid rubber smoking westward toward the desert and the city of L.A.
The more God promised to give to you. Oh, praise the Lord. If God promised, to
show yourself.
And if you want to be successful, be obedient. Go to that phone. Go to that phone. Well, I see one more.
Come on.
Waiting for your phone call.
Come on.
Show yourself. It can be $50 a month or $10 a month. We're trying to pay for Christian production for television.
Come on.
It's so important to the TV network. Please go this very moment. We need to hear from you. But then you need to respond so that God can do for you what he promised to do. Praise the Lord. Some more is coming quickly. $50 one time. That's Claudia from Phoenix, Arizona. $30 a month. Pinky from Los Angeles. James from Chino, $2 a month. 8 years old. That's
that's beautiful to see the children involved, isn't it? $25 a month, Tom and Gwen from Los Angeles. Catherine Alhambra, $10 one time, $10 a month. Gloria from Los Angeles. Ori, have you got the strength to say it?
I'll say
it for you. $1,000. Mary from Fullerton. Mary, thank God. $10 a month. Lloyd from Phoenix. And $5 a month. Fern from Anaheim. And $100 a month.
Whoa.
And from Los Angeles, that's as good as a thousand.
Come on, it's happening. Please go. Please go to the phone. Fatty Jean, can you just sing a song for us? And I want to go back in the back, and I'm going to...
And he came unto the house of his mother's brother's servant, saying, Where am I? And there was none there to answer him, not even no one, saying, Nowhere, yea, but in the land of reversible cups and sanitary pedestals. And he lay in that land a long time, like worms out of a hot cheese log.
Christians during medieval times often on Christmas Eve the Christ child wandered through the town searching for those who believed in him. So on that night they put candles in their windows to guide him to John's still home. They also were accustomed to welcome strangers.
As a properly religious opening for this properly religious program.
I think so. Dr. Benjamin?
Yes, the...
Perhaps you would explain.
The reading for the day is from the Book of Punter, chapter 4, verse 17. All we have to fear is me.
Yes.
Now, we'll be speaking on this message throughout the program today so that you at home may gain the insights of the many different attitudes toward this work that we are engaged in.
And what great work that is.
Yea, it is great work indeed.
Selling candles, don't forget to tell them about the candles.
There were six outside my window last night, piled up against the window, smashed. We stacked them up in the foyer, and then my wife will have them for dinner tonight. By golly, selling these candles has been the best thing that ever happened to me. Signed, Robert Gomez, Toledo, Texas.
The biblical account of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah resembles a nuclear explosion, as it would be described by an uneducated witness.
Most of the witnesses, you know, that were brought to Sodom and Gomorrah happened were uneducated.
I understand so. They came from the lowest ranks of the available people.
Right. Yeah, but they were real gong, just like those folks behind
me. That's true.
And long gong, too, because not many of them survived that terrible, terrible happening. They brought the ignorant, they brought the poor, they brought all the starving Negroes, all the people, all the starving Chinamen, all the starving people from Morocco, all the starving people from...